The news bulletin is read for us now by Carla O'Brien.
Politicians in Northern Ireland have said the lives of thousands of police officers may have been put in danger by a data breach. The PSNI Assistant Chief Constable Chris Todd apologised to his staff for the mistaken disclosure. The details of more than 10,000 PSNI officers and civilian staff were published online by mistake in response to a Freedom of Information request. The name, role and work location of every staff member was published. Elise Sheehy reports.
The Northern Secretary, Chris Heaton-Harris, said he was deeply concerned by the breach. The chairman of the Police Federation for Northern Ireland, Liam Kelly, said the men and women he represented were appalled, shocked, dismayed and justifiably angry. He said the Federation was demanding action to address the unprecedented disclosure of sensitive information. The Sinn Féin MLA, Gerry Kelly, said the data breach could put lives in danger. He said he wanted to know why safeguards were not in place to prevent such a breach happening and how quickly measures could be put in place to ensure it won't happen again. The leader of the Alliance Party, Naomi Long, said the level of data breach was clearly of profound concern, not least to police officers, civilian staff and their families who will be feeling incredibly vulnerable and exposed in the days ahead. The Ulster Unionist MLA, Mike Nesbitt, has called for an emergency meeting of the policing board.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will be in Belfast today for a number of engagements. These will include a number of civic and business meetings with Linfield Football Club, the GAA Ulster Council, Federation of Small Businesses and Women in Business. Áine Ní Gallagher reports.
The Taoiseach's first stop in the north will be to meet with the leaders of the main political parties here. Leo Varadkar will meet with Michelle O'Neill, Geoffrey Donaldson, Naomi Long, Doug Beattie and Matthew O'Toole. He will reiterate the need to get the Stormont institutions in place again without delay. The DUP has been boycotting the Assembly and power-sharing executive since last year's Assembly elections. The Taoiseach will also meet business and sports groups while here today. Áine Ní Gallagher, RTÉ News, Belfast.
The leaders of eight South American countries have agreed to establish an alliance to tackle deforestation in the Amazon, which is seen as a key measure in combating climate change. They signed a joint declaration at a regional summit held in Brazil. The Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, emphasised that concerted action was required to tackle what he called the deteriorating climate crisis. Government departments have agreed on a protocol for student and refugee accommodation. This follows controversy over an abandoned proposal to house refugees in a purpose-built student accommodation centre in Sligo. Under a new plan, student accommodation can only be used by refugees if it has been empty for the previous 12 months. Our political reporter, Sandra Hurley, reports.
A plan to use a student accommodation centre in Sligo to house refugees faced opposition from local politicians. It also caused tension between the Department of Integration and the Department of Further and Higher Education. Both departments have now agreed a protocol that purpose-built student accommodation will not be examined to house Ukrainian refugees or asylum seekers if it is currently in operation or if it has been used within the previous 12 months. Agreement has also been reached that any student accommodation temporarily in use for refugees over the summer will be returned to student use in late August or early September. Higher Education Minister Simon Harris said that while colleges are eager to assist with the humanitarian crisis, it is essential that the accommodation is returned to students for term time.
The 148th Dublin Horse Show gets underway in the RDS this morning. The event is expected to attract up to 120,000 people over 5 days. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent Joe McGrailey reports.
The Dublin Horse Show is the highlight of the year for the Irish sport horse industry, attracting thousands of amateur and professional riders, breeders, owners and fans from around the country. Between now and Sunday, it offers a mix of national and international show jumping competition, with a total prize fund of €1.3 million. Highlights are the Nations Cup on Friday, where Ireland will compete to retain the Aga Khan Trophy for the second year in a row, and the Grand Prix on Sunday with its prize fund of €350,000. There will be 166 other competitions taking place for horses and ponies and riders of all ages. Thursday will see the best-dressed competition winner selected. This year the RDS is spending €6 million on the event, which is expected to generate €50 million for the economy.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It will be generally cloudy and misty this morning with isolated patches of drizzle and fog. Sunny spells will slowly break through this afternoon and evening. It will remain generally dry apart from isolated showers. Today will be warm and humid with highest temperatures ranging from 20 to 25 degrees.